last week, my family and I, we went on a holiday. And we went to the beautiful part of the world called Dumfries and Galloway in the southwest of Scotland. Incidentally, for those of you who aren't from Ingleton Evangelical Church and wondered where Bite Size went last week, well, I was on holiday, so it's back now. But anyway, Dumfries and Galloway. Some beautiful beaches in Dumfries and Galloway. Little coves that you can head down steep hills to sometimes to get to. And you get there and as the tide goes out, you have beautiful sandy beach surrounded in various places by rocky outcrops of granite or sandstone. Now, those outcrops of rocky sandstone granite, they were great if you wanted to jump off the sinky sand and just stand on something solid for a while to enjoy the view. Really great for that. But here's something you wouldn't want to do with those rocky outcrops. Run across them. If you wanted to run, get back on the sand and run across the sand, splashing in the water. Great fun. So those rocks, either a firm standing point or a dangerous thing to trip you up and fall. Do you know, Jesus is like that. He's exactly like that. Listen to this reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, today's bite-sized reading. It's 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6, 7 and 8. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and honoured cornerstone. The one who believes in him will never be put to shame. So honour will come to you who believe. But for the unbelieving, the stone that the builders rejected, this one has become the cornerstone, and a stone to stumble over, and a rock to trip over. They stumble because they disobey the word. They were destined for this." So in these verses, Peter is drawing on the Old Testament places like Isaiah and the Psalms to show how Jesus, the coming Messiah, was one who would be a cornerstone, a rock upon which God's people would be built. We thought last time about the fact that Jesus can be described as a living stone. And we too, as we come to him, are living stones once we have believed in him. And we are built upon him to form God's house, the church. Now, even though Jesus was rejected by men as he went to the cross, he was actually chosen and honoured by God the Father. That's who he's speaking in verse 6. "See, I lay a stone in Zion," this is Jesus, "a chosen and honoured cornerstone, and the one who believes in him will never be put to shame." So to stand on Christ, to believe in him, that he is your Saviour and King who died and rose for you, is to go from a position of dishonour before God and condemnation to a place where you are actually honoured, an honoured child of God who will never be put to shame. Isn't that wonderful? You are standing on that rock. You are built into the Church of Christ. But verse 7, the stone that the builders rejected, the builders here are the leaders of Israel at the time when the Messiah came, when Christ came and when he went to the cross, the one that the builders rejected, he has become the cornerstone. But he's also a stone to stumble over and a rock to trip over for those who disobey the word. Now, to disobey the word here doesn't mean to disobey the Ten Commandments, for example. It doesn't mean that you have to obey them perfectly or you will stumble over Jesus. We should seek to obey God's moral commands. Of course we should, as his people. And we want to now as his people. The law has been written on our heart. Sometimes we'll fail. Now the particular disobedience that is in mind here that causes them to stumble over Jesus rather than stand on him and be built into the house of God is disobedience to the word. And in Peter, the word stands for the gospel, the good news about Jesus. And Peter uses it exactly that way right at the end of chapter 1. "And this word is the gospel that was proclaimed to you." So if you're watching this and you're not a Christian, you haven't obeyed the call of the gospel to repent of your sin and to trust in Christ, then you are destined for a fall. you will stumble over Christ. You will fall and be dashed on the rocks. Please take that seriously. Instead, you can have all the privileges that we'll think about tomorrow. The privileges of being one who has believed in Jesus Christ, who has repented of their sin and trusted in him and become one of God's honoured people. Come back tomorrow to find out more of what it means to be one of those honoured people who is standing in faith upon the rock that is Jesus.